At Lowe's, before the holidays is the perfect time for upgrades and upkeep. During Black Friday, get up to 50% off select major appliances and buy more to save more with up to an additional 25% off when you bundle select major appliances. Plus, grab select DeWalt 20-volt max drill or impact driver kits for just $99. Lowe's. We help, you save. Valid through 12/3. Selection varies by location. While supplies last, see Lowe's.com for more details.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
I need a job with a steady paycheck.
I need a job that offers health care on day one for me and my kids.
I want a job where I can get certified in technical roles, like robotics or software engineering.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their skills and their paycheck by enrolling in free skills training programs and apprenticeships. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
The Daily Migs Show presents the most popular radio game on this side of the speaker. Let's play B-Migs.
B-Migs, don't be a loser. B-Migs, you're a loser.
Who is ready to beat Migs? I know Alan from Seattle is. Alan, are you there?
I am here.
What's up, Alan? Steve?
How you guys doing?
Oh, we're doing great. Thank you for asking. Steve, you got to get out of here now.
Bye-bye.
For those playing at home, Alan will have 60 seconds to answer 10 questions. You can pass all you want, but you will only get 3 guesses per question. Are you ready?
Ready.
Maine Coon and Sphinx are breeds of what animal?
Cat.
Correct. Theodore Roosevelt National Park is located in which U.S. state?
Wyoming?
No.
Montana?
No.
Nevada?
No. Which classic arcade game was the best-selling of all time?
Pac-Man?
No.
Mario?
No.
Arcade game. Tetris?
No. What kind of juice is in a tequila sunrise?
Orange juice.
That is right. What symbol shares a button with the number 4 on a standard keyboard?
Is it the and symbol?
No.
Pass.
What member of KISS was the star child?
Ooh, Ace?
No.
I don't know. Pass.
Who plays Harley Quinn in Suicide Squad and Birds of Prey?
Margot Robbie.
That's right. Which planet in our solar system has the largest ocean?
Mars?
No.
Jupiter.
Yes. How many films are tied for having won the most Academy Awards?
3.
Yes. That was a great guess right at the end there. Alan,
sure
you got
was.
5 correct.
Not bad.
Not my best.
But you know what? I'm going to intimidate Steve with a very crazy glare.
Are you?
You should see this glare, guys. It's very scary.
Danny, can I sit over at that end of the desk?
Yeah.
Are you feeling intimidated?
I'm very nervous.
You should be. Steve, are you ready?
I think I am.
Yeah, Daddy, let's go!
That's the turn that I like.
Maine Coon and Sphinx are breeds of what animal?
Cat.
Correct. Theodore Roosevelt National Park is located in which U.S. state?
I'm going to go with Colorado.
No.
New Hampshire.
No.
North Dakota.
Yes. Which classic arcade game was the best-selling of all time?
Yes. Miss Pac-Man?
No.
Halo.
No.
Grand Theft Auto.
No. What kind of juice is in a tequila sunrise?
Orange juice.
Correct.
Orange.
What symbol shares a button with the number 4 on a standard keyboard?
I'm going to say pound.
No.
Exclamation.
No.
Money.
Yes. Which member of KISS was the star child?
Oh, my favorite. Oh, I don't know if he's my favorite. I like Ace Frehley too. But it's Paul Stanley.
It is.
Paul Stanley's my favorite.
Who plays Harley Quinn in Suicide Squad and Birds of Prey?
Danny V.
No.
Taryn Daly.
No.
Ryan Castle.
No. Which planet in our solar system has the largest ocean?
That'd be Uranus, Taryn.
It would not be.
Earth?
No.
Mars?
No. How many films are tied for having won the most Academy Awards?
Three.
Yes. Steve?
I got so lucky on a few.
You
of those.
Got five correct, and that is a tie wow. this morning, 5-5.
Here we go again, Steve.
Here we go again.
How many times have you and Alan tied?
We tie all the time, but that's a personal question.
Well, neither of you knew.
I have no idea.
Which classic arcade game is the best selling of all time? Danny, do you have a guess?
No.
Oh. Is it Minecraft?
It's not. This is an arcade game, a classic arcade game.
Galaga.
No.
Super Punch, Mike Tyson's Punch Out.
No.
Double Dragon.
No.
Elevator.
Space Invaders.
Space Invaders.
Mm-hmm.
I should have just guessed that. Tatum loves playing that when we go to like round one or like the big version. Like that's is that what it sounds like? I don't remember. If I had the space, like a basement, I would love to set up like a giant, get one of those giant Space Invaders games that you see at the arcades nowadays. Because
yes.
It's Tatum loves it with the big gun.
Yeah,
it's
we need so one great. In the studio here.
I'm okay with that.
Let's expense it.
You know what? It's a good thing they don't give us the company credit card because we would do that.
Well, congratulations on your big tie, Steve.
The Daily Migs Show.
We hope that you can come and hang with us on December 12th at Angel of the Winds Arena in Everett for something we've never done before. It's called Unwrapped, an acoustic holiday where all of the performances will be completely unplugged. We have Brent and Zach from Shinedown, The Pretty Reckless, Daughtry's going to be there, Mammoth.
That's Rocks. Just put out a brand new song and it's awesome.
Dude, we were listening to that this morning. Yeah. It is a wonderful jam and you get to see it all at Angel of the Winds Arena on December 12th. Grab your tickets before they are gone at KISW.com.
The Daily Mix Show.
If there's one thing we know to be true, it's that the internet loves a list, Steve Miggs. And there's a list out right now of these common skills that apparently boomers are pretty shocked that Gen Zers just don't know how to do.
Oh, good. Good old generational divide.
So one example is how to read a map and figure out getting from point A to point B without GPS.
My wife was recently asking me about that because, you know, I've lived during a time before the internet. And she's like, did you know how to read a map when you moved out here from New York to Washington? I'm like, no, my buddy Ori did. He's the one who mapped it all out. I just went along for the ride.
had a map guy.
He was the one who was doing the driving. I would drive a little bit, but once we're on the freeway, then I was like, we'll just keep going until we hit Washington.
Well, of course, this list leads us to want to ask a simple question. Basically, the simple question is this. We're going to name some of these things on the list, and we just want our listeners to say whether or not they can perform these acts.
Okay. And so we're whoever calls them, any generation.
Yes.
We should ask them what generation they are.
Yeah.
Let's start with Chris from Smoky Point. Chris, what generation are you from?
Oh, I'm 35, so I think I'm Gen X or Gen X. I think I don't know. I don't know the actual like numbers for that stuff.
I think that's a millennial.
I think you are a youthful millennial.
But you know what? Us Gen Xers will take you because we're the coolest generation.
All right, Chris, do you know how to address a piece of mail?
Yes, I do.
Okay, let's ask him another one. I feel like if you don't know how to do that, I don't know if you should. Yeah. All right, I got one
they
for you.
They taught us that boot camp time.
Nice.
Oh, nice.
Wait, you had to wait until you got into the military to learn how to write a letter?
Oh, no, but they made it. We couldn't make phone calls home, so we had to write letters back home.
Okay, well, speaking of writing, I got one for you. How about how to type on an actual keyboard?
Yes, I do.
Ah, you're one step ahead of me.
It's a solid millennial, making us proud.
Did you take, is this before my time?
I did take it.
You had a typewriting
class? Yeah.
Danny, did you?
I sure did.
Was that, okay, I have a crazy question. Maybe the years have gone by. I've forgotten a lot of things in my life.
Okay.
Was that like a year-long class or like a semester class? Like, I feel like I went there every day to learn how to type for an extended period of time, and I still don't know how to type.
I was going to say, what happened? I watch you peck every single day, and it drives me insane.
Oh, good. I'll peck harder.
No, it was us. In middle school, we had to take it for a full year.
Yes, I thought so. I'm like, what an awful job if I'm a teacher. Like, you have to teach people how to type every day.
That was my mom's job. She was a typing teacher for the majority of her career.
Do you think they still do that?
No. They do computers, but they don't do actual type. Like, I think they may be like a week where you learn how to type, but I don't think it's a full class.
Do they do hunt and pecking typings?
Because
no. I'm a hunt and pecker. I'm like, da, 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 da. Does that really drive you nuts?
Yes. 803 Good. Rock, we have a simple question to ask you, Tim from Stanwood. First off, which generation are you part of?
I believe I'm Gen X. I was born in 68.
Okay.
Yeah.
I'm not going to question that. That sounds about right.
Yep. Tim, our question to you, do you know how to mend clothes and sew on buttons?
Yes.
See, I don't.
I still argue that more dudes know how to do simple sewing functions than women. Because I have a lot of friends that have the same thing, and my wife will make fun of it because if she needs a button sewed on, she's like, hey, babe, can you do this? I'm like, it's really not that hard. You're poking a needle through a hole. I don't understand why you need my help for this. What about you, Tim? Are you the resident sewer in your household?
Actually, no. I don't have anything in the house to sew, so I send it to my mother-in-law or my sister-in-law who actually nice. Does it all the time. But if I was in the middle of nowhere and had thread and a needle, I could sew a button on or mend my clothes. Right. It wouldn't be perfect, but...
No, I'm not talking about, like, straight lines, but, I mean, good enough that you wouldn't have a hole anymore.
Yeah, absolutely.
What is the name for a male seamstress? Is it a seamster?
Yeah, we're seamsters.
Seamsters.
Yep.
206-803-ROCK. Adam from Spanaway, which generation are you part of?
I'm a millennial.
Yeah. All right, boom. Fellow millennial Adam from Spanaway, do you know how to write in cursive?
Yes, I do.
That's right.
Do you still know how?
Yes, it's, I have to think about it a lot more now because I'm very out of practice, but I can do it.
There are certain letters that I have the absolute worst time with.
What letter would that be?
Q. I have a tough time with. Can you cursive?
I can do a lowercase Q. I'm not really sure what my uppercase Q would look like. G, uppercase G is pretty bad for me. Lowercase is fine.
Yeah, it's
even
funny.
Even the T in my own name, the uppercase T, is a little weird in cursive.
And again, we had to take a class on that, yet we still don't know. You know what? We're just proving that the education system is failing us.
206-803-ROCK. We've got Mike from Auburn. Mike, which generation are you part of?
I'm a millennial.
Okay. Yeah. All right. Our simple question to you, Mike. Do you know how to drive a stick shift?
I actually do. I learned to drive on one.
Yeah.
I remember learning, but I haven't done it in so long that I'd be worried that if like there was a situation where like we need somebody to drive this vehicle and it's a stick shift, I'm like, well, it's going to be a rocky road, but I'll do my best.
I've only successfully done it like 2 times in my entire life.
What? How many times did you fail at doing it?
Probably 20.
Really?
My mom kicked me out of the car one time. I had an ex-boyfriend kick me out of the car one time. Like, you're going to break this thing.
I definitely learned how. My ex-girlfriend in high school taught me how. She was like, no, you're driving my car because I hate driving. And so she made me sit through a neighborhood and learn how to drive. And it's stuck ever since.
Dude, so yesterday, real quick, so I know for a fact this guy must have been driving a stick shift, an older vehicle, right? And he's in front of us, so we're kind of on a slight hill, but it's not much of a hill. We're at a red light. He's clearly on his phone, older guy, right? And I can see it, like his head is down, and he must be just like lightly laying off of the brake, because all of a sudden his car is slowly rolling back and back and back. And my wife's like, is he ever going to stop? I'm like, I don't freaking know. So then I was like, I don't know what. I'm just going to have to lay on the horn. Like, I don't want to be that guy, but like, he's like, it's not like coming down aggressively, but at some point he's bonking into my car and I don't want to deal with this. Yeah. So I hit the horn, head pops up. He looks in the rearview mirror and he flips me off. Yeah. I'm like, you're right, buddy. I'm the douchebag for allowing you to roll into my car.
No, really what it was is he saw that you were the verified champ, Steve Miggs. And
oh,
he
got
mad and
just flipped you off. He's just sick of that fake wrestling crap.
The Daily Migs Show.
At Lowe's, before the holidays is the perfect time for upgrades and upkeep. During Black Friday, get up to 50% off select major appliances and buy more to save more with up to an additional 25% off when you bundle select major appliances. Plus, grab select DeWalt 20-volt max drill or impact driver kits for just $99. Lowe's. We help you save. Valid through 12/3. Selection varies by location. While supplies last. See Lowe's.com for more details.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. you get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Meet Natural Cycles, the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app that's 100% natural, hormone-free, and side-effect-free. Here's how it works. The app analyzes daily changes in your body temperature to find your fertile window so you can plan or prevent pregnancy naturally. Natural Cycles is a clinically proven, non-hormonal birth control option that's 93% effective with typical use and 98% effective with perfect use. No synthetic hormones, just science. And if you're ready to start family planning, switching from preventing to planning a pregnancy is as easy as tapping a button. Plus, the Natural Cycles app makes tracking fertility easy. You can measure your temperature trends using an Oura Ring, Apple Watch, or our Bluetooth thermometer, which is free when you sign up for an annual subscription. Join over 4 million registered users who are taking control of their fertility naturally. Save 15% when you sign up with code RADIO15 at naturalcycles.com. That's Radio 15 for 15% off today.
Everyone knows social media is a time suck. And what you're about to hear proves it. If it's online, someone, somewhere has an opinion and is whining about it. So let's get straight to the comments.
It is everywhere you go, Steve Miggs. 6-7. Oh. The young kids are using this term. We still don't really know what it means. Even our kids are using this term.
6-7, 6-7, 6-7, 6-7.
Okay, both of them say it very differently, yes. But yes, they do.
But there's even now this video that's going around online about an In-N-Out where the order number that came up was 6-7. So, okay. Of course, when they call that out, the entire place just loses it.
I'll be honest, even though I can't stand this whole 6-7 thing, this actually did put a huge smile on my face just listening to the eruption of the room and how proud the guy was that he had card number or ticket number 6-7.
Yes, number 6-7.
And then he goes walking back to his friends holding his bag of food like he's got like the holy grail of food. Like the team just won the Super Bowl.
They're
right there.
So happy.
Yes.
Many, of course, have opinions on 6-7. So we got to go straight to the comments.
We found a bunch of those comments and we figured who better to read them than a guy who's known for being a social media trend and a social media influencer. And he was just recently in town. None of us even knew who he was. No different than we didn't know what 6-7 meant.
Is it the iSpeed guy?
iShowSpeed guy. Right. Now, I don't know if this is actually a very accurate version of his voice because I don't even know what he sounds like, to be honest with you. But here's a robot iShowSpeed talking about how some people just can't stand the term 6-7. Are you ready for the first one?
I have no earthly idea how 6-7 would equate to same. Why not just say it's the same?
So that's like one of the reasons. Like it's like when people go like 6-7 with their hands, that means it's the same.
Okay, I haven't heard that theory yet. But
that's the problem. It's like you hear all these different theories. You have people giving us like these full-on YouTube like dissertations about like 6-7. I'm like, I'm still just as confused.
Mm-hmm.
Here's our next comment.
We got to get rid of social media. I've been trying to tell people that's bad for us. We don't need this to survive.
Okay.
I do agree.
6-7.
I drive a school bus, and these kids are constantly saying it. Drives me nuts.
6-7, 6-7, 6-7.
Yeah, I don't know. I give my heart goes out to a lot of school bus drivers right now because I think the older we get, the less tolerant we are of the current trends of like the Gen Alphas and the Gen Zs and all that kind of stuff.
And they're just putting up with it all day, every day.
As a 67-year-old, I feel way too powerful.
That's funny.
Finally, Grandpa's cool.
Okay, do you say 67 or separate the 6 from the 7? Asking for a friend.
Well, I think we know the answer to that.
6-7.
Yeah, you got to separate them.
Yeah.
If us old people say it enough, maybe they'll stop.
So if we embrace it, what if we embrace it, but we just say 67 just to piss them off?
Oh, they'd be so embarrassed by us.
Oh, they wouldn't even phase them because I've tried and Lily's told me, no, it's not cool. And then she won't tell me what it means. In fact, we have here, let me see if I think I have it over here. This is a moment where Danny tried to have a conversation with Lily about the term 6-7.
Can you explain to me 6 or 7?
No.
Okay, just try to explain it to me.
No.
Try to explain it to the listeners then.
No.
Oh, she's real fun.
No.
I'm very upset about it.
Figure it out yourself.
Wow.
Damn.
All I have to say is 6-7.
Isn't there another number combination I need to know?
41.
I thought it was 69. Nice.
Okay.
Yeah, I don't know, Danny, I don't know if doing 69 jokes with your daughter is the right...
Probably not.
Right way to go.
It's, the funny thing is, after that, she goes... Nice.
Oh, no. This new generation are proving you can make anything up, give it meaning, and the masses running with it.
Well, I think that's every generation. We've all had stupid terms that I'm sure our parents were just as annoyed by.
Absolutely. Slang has been around since the dawn of the day.
You say that. I was trying to think, like, what was the thing that we used to, like, bug our parents? I can't think of anything.
I have one. We would refer to things when they were, like, cool or awesome. We would say, that's mint.
And mint?
I know, yeah. Yo, like, check that chick out. She's mint. I just, and my dad, it would piss him off. Like, that's not how, unless you're eating a mint, stop saying mint.
I got one for me and Taryn. Faux shizzle.
Faux shizzle, for sure.
Thanks, Snoop.
How f***ing dumb is this? Is this how my grandparents feel about our obsession with the number 69?
Nice.
Yes.
Did you see, though, that there was one that I saw that I thought was kind of interesting? It just shows, like, sometimes teachers, they have to find different ways to get the students to connect with them. And there was a music teacher that teaches, like, choir. And she was trying to get the kids to do, like, their warm-up exercise. So she replaced all the words of the actual warm-up exercise with current terms, like Ohio, which I don't even know what the hell that means, or a skibbity, or a 6-7. And that's how she got her entire class to get involved with choir. Here, check it out. Okay, yeah, but dude, I mean, she got the kids into it.
Yeah,
6-7, 6-7, 6-7, skibbity,
big back. Don't forget big back.
I'm gonna have that stuck in my head all day now.
Ohio, a big back, Ohio. Mm-hmm. What the hell does that even mean?
Do you know what big back is?
Is that a? No, I don't, Danny. Tell me.
Apparently, it means that you like to eat a lot.
Oh, I'm a big back Ohio.
Well, I don't know. I don't know about Ohio, but I know that the big back part is you like to eat a lot.
And then the other part was an alpha sigma.
Yeah.
Rizical.
Sure.
You guys know what a rizical is?
I mean, I know what riz is.
Of course. Who doesn't? We're cool. And then slay.
Slay all day.
I'm so glad I'm not growing up in this time.
I hate this.
Yeah. The Daily Mix Show.
ScreenRant.com is ranting again, Steve Mix.
They're angry.
I know, it's a shocker. They put together this list of rock songs that they say have the best opening lines.
Okay, I love that. Kind of sucks you in, hooks you right from the get-go.
This is an example, number one on their list.
Now, their number one, I argue, is it rock? Danny, do you know this one?
I do, but I was trying to, I'm trying to picture the beginning of the song, the intro, because, like, that's what's supposed to pull you in. Is it, so it's just like the disco beat?
I think it's just the opening line just sucks you in.
Oh, okay.
They're talking more about the opening line than the intro, like the music.
Oh, okay.
So it's just like that opening line where it's like everybody knows it and they could probably keep singing the song after it because of that opening line.
I get it. I disagree with that because I don't like that song.
Oh, okay, thanks. Oh, my gosh. Yeah. Hating on the Bee Gees this early in the morning.
You need to listen. Okay. I'll save it for when Steve's not sober and I'll have this long, heartfelt conversation with you about why the Bee Gees are great. I did it to D. Ted Smith and I convinced him that the Bee Gees are actually an awesome band.
They really are.
Yeah.
So we need to put the people to the test, obviously. We're going to play the opening line, and you have to guess the artist or the song. Let's chat with Jennifer from Seattle. First off, Jennifer, who's your favorite band?
Hands down, Heart.
Heart.
Nice, good choice.
Okay, you know what? This band, artist is around that era of music, so maybe you'll be able to pick it up. I feel like you will. Are you ready?
Okay, I'm ready.
All right, here we go. Some people call me the space cowboy. Do you know that one?
Uh-huh. Space Cowboy.
Bye.
Okay. Do you know who sings it?
Yeah. Oh, gosh. Stevie Wonder.
Yeah!
And it's not, it's called The Joker, but.
The Gangster of Love.
I love the guitar right here. Some people call me Maurice.
Who is this again?
Steve Miller Band.
Oh, okay. Rock music. Rock music's crankiest man.
Okay.
Yeah, yeah. Oh, the pompousness of love.
All right.
Okay, I'm good. Yeah.
Gavin.
I freaking love that song.
Gavin from Redmond. Who is your favorite band?
The Beatles.
The Beatles.
Oh, good choice.
Well, this is definitely not the Beatles, but let's see if you can figure out who it is. I think you should be able to rather quickly.
Okay, it's Nirvana.
Yeah. And that is a great pick. I feel like, you know, Smells Like Teen Spirit, probably their most iconic song, but when it comes to, like, vocals, I think everybody knows that line. Yes, I want you to be. Good one. That's a good one.
Matthew from Monroe, your favorite band would be who?
Oh, yeah, I got to pick the three that are all together. It's Zeppelin, Guns N' Roses, and Tool.
So okay.
Had to pick one, it'd be Tool, I think.
It's a great selection. Know.
Depends on the day. I mean, I'm the same way. Like, it's hard for me to say one band is absolutely my favorite. It just depends on the mood.
Yeah.
All right, are you ready?
Let's do it.
All right. Please
allow me to introduce myself. Rolling Stones.
Yeah.
Six Feet to the Devil.
I still wanted to. I think I would put that as their best song ever.
It's such a great jam. I've been around for a long, long
year. Stole many a man's soul. Okay.
Brian from Tacoma, your favorite band, sir?
Today I'm going to go with Stone Temple Pilots.
Okay. Oh. Well, you know what? This band, very popular. I think they've actually toured together.
Oh.
Not that long ago. So are you ready for yours?
I'm ready.
Here we go.
The world is a vampire.
Yes, that would be the Smashing Pumpkins. Yeah.
Santa Jane. This is that song when they do it live and he starts that opening line. You can just feel the energy of the entire room. Like, okay, S is about to go down.
I'm going to open this pit up.
I mean, he's just a rat in the cage after all.
Yeah, he is.
You got time for one more?
Yeah. Sure. All Mason right. From Oak Harbor. Who's your favorite band?
Slayer!
Well, this is not Slayer, but let's see if you can figure it out.
Ground control. Oh, my God. To
major time. David Blumy. Bowie. Yeah.
David Blumy for some, though. All right, I have one that I want to put in your guys' hand and see if you agree with me. I feel like this should be on the list. It's not on the list, but I feel like this is one of those songs, once you hear the opening line, you're ready to rock.
Mm-hmm.
You ready?
Yeah. I've got another confession to make. I mean, it's no Bee Gees.
It's no Bee Gees. But rumor has it, when you hear that line, you instantly get pregnant.
Oh.
No, sorry.
The Daily Migs Show.
At Lowe's, before the holidays is the perfect time for upgrades and upkeep. During Black Friday, get up to 50% off select major appliances and buy more to save more with up to an additional 25% off when you bundle select major appliances. Plus, grab select DeWalt 20-volt max drill or impact driver kits for just $99. Lowe's. We help, you save. Valid through 12/3. Selection varies by location. While supplies last. See Lowe's.com for more details.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour with opportunities to grow their career and their paycheck. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Get smoother, brighter skin instantly in one easy step. Dermalogica's Daily Microfoliant gives you the smooth, glowy skin you want without damaging your skin barrier. This gentle exfoliating powder activates with water to smooth out rough texture and brighten skin. It's powerful enough to deliver results, yet gentle enough to use every single day, even on sensitive skin. See the results for yourself. Visit Dermalogica.com and use code SMOOTH at cart for an exclusive free gift with $65 purchase.